Okay, let's begin Bamitzia Daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We are a couple of lines up from the bottom. We're talking about the double Lashonos in the Torah. Double Lashonos, we spoke about many of the double Lashonos already. Most of them on Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. We got into this with Hashev Teshivim, Shaleach Teshalach, Hocheach Tochiach, by Teina, by Prika. We got into Misas Bezdin, and now we are up to the last one. What's interesting we noted was that the Gemara just said for the second to last one, when the Gemara had trouble finding out what we can learn from the double Lashon of Ha'anik Ta'anik, the Gemara suggested, at least according to one of the Tanaim, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, which Tosfos said was somewhat ironic, that you might say that, you could say that for all of them, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, but this is at least what the Gemara said for the last one, and Tosfos said, we say that when we don't have a choice, and specifically here, because the Psukim give off a certain impression, okay, but either way, we try not to say that if we don't have to. Okay, so let's now get to the that we said that for Ha'aneik Ta'anik. Okay, so now we're up to Ha'aveit Ta'avitenu. Ha'aveit Ta'avitenu says the Gemara. Ein li ela she'ein lo ve'ein erotze lisparneis. Ha'aveit Ta'avitenu, this is by giving a halva'a. By giving, one's giving a lending money. One has to surely lend money. Ha'aveit Ta'avitenu. So ein li ela she'ein lo ve'ein erotze lisparneis. I only know this, that if a person does not have, he doesn't have what to be misparnis from, so the Gemara Torah says, give him a halva. Yeshlo ve'ein erotze lisparneis b'nai. And how do I know that even if a person has money, he just doesn't want to use his own money. He'd rather keep it and borrow money and use that money and pay back. How do I know that even there is a mitzvah to lend money? Tamalomer ta'avitenu mikom makom. So that's the double lashon to give him in that context as well. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, who says da'amar yesh lo ve'in erotzel esparnes ein iskak and lo ta'avitenu lamali. According to Rabbi Shimon, no. If he has money, you don't have to lend him. There is no mitzvah. So, according to that, what's the double lashon? The second word of Tavitanu, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam. So, the Gemara says that also there, according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed has many chapters related to lending money. Right? It's not the way that is such a common mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, but it was very common in earlier days, and the Chavetz Chaim devotes a lot of time to that mitzvah and to make sure that everybody realized the significance of that mitzvah. If you remember, we mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch had the parshiyas broken up a little bit differently. In Parshat Mishpatim, the Sefer HaChinuch had two parshas. Number one, Parshat Mishpatim, and then the second half is Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. Right, he has that as a separate parsha. There are so many mitzvahs of Mishpatim, he must have had two other parshas that were put together. But at least in case of Talveh, right, lending money, that was the beginning of a parsha in the days of the Sefer HaChinuch. Lending money is related to the mitzvah of Staka. Right, the Rambam, if you remember, discusses the various levels of giving Staka. In Hilchos Matnas Adiyim, the Rambam discusses in Perek Yud the godless of Staka and all the great Chazals scattered throughout Shas of giving Staka. Chayavin Anu Lizar B'mitzvah Staka Yeser Mikol Mitzvah Zaseh Shebit Staka Mitzvah Zaseh. We have to be careful by the business of Staka more than other Mitzvah Zaseh. Shad Staka Simin Litzadike Zera Avraham Avinu. Staka is a simin of Am Yisrael. Ve'ein Kise Yisrael Mitkonein V'dat Emet Omedet Ela B'Staka. The ghoul is not going to come except with staka. Vein you saw in the gullah and a little bit staka. Shnevar tziyah bebishpat tipadeh v'shaveh bitstaka, says in Yishayel. Uli ola mein adamani min staka. A person never gets poor from staka. Quotes all the chazals. But then the Rambam has his somewhat well-known point, and that is the shmona malos. Says the Rambam, shmona malos yesh bitstaka zula malamizu. There are eight levels of staka. And we might think staka always means giving money. So the Rambam says, no, that's not true. Ma'ala gedola she'ein l'ma'ala mimena ze ha'machzik bidei Yisrael shemach v'nosin lo matana. Someone who helps out another Jew who has fallen on hard times and gives him nosin lo matana o halva o osa imo shudfis o mamsi lo malacha kedei l'chazik es yado. Somebody who helps out a person and lifts them up. Staka, we usually think of just giving somebody charity, that's where they are, and I give it to them. But the highest level of staka is, as the Rambam says, giving somebody a job. Giving somebody a job, making them a shutef with you, but he also has in here halva'a. Ad shelo yitzarech lebrios v'lo yishal, until they don't even need anybody anymore. V'alzeh nemar v'chzakta bo ger v'toshav v'chayimach. That's the highest level. Pachos mizeh, hanosit staka laniyim v'lo yada l'minasa v'lo yada ha'ani mimi lakach. Anonymous. Right, that's money in the Pushkin shul. That's anonymous in both directions. Right, the if that's going to aniyim, sharizu mitzvah lishma, kigon lishkas chashayim v'chul. And he continues like they used to have in the Beis Hamikdash, a way to give stock up without anyone seeing. V'karov laze anos l'tok kupa shel staka, as we just said. V'lo yitin adam l'tok kupa shel staka elam kein yadua shememuna ne'eman. Person who takes care of the Pushkin shul has to be a Naaman person. Okay. Pachos mizeh, sheyada hanosin lemi yitain, v'lo yada ha'ani mimi lakach. The next level down, if the giver knows, but the receiver doesn't know. Right, that's the story of Mar Ukva in Ksubis, where Mar Ukva left the money at the door, and then the ani came out, he wanted to see who was giving, and he ran away with his wife into the oven. Right, that's the that was the Mar Ukva story. That's this level. Kagon kedolei achachamim shayuhochin baseiser ubashlichen amaos bepischei haaniim ukazer ra'uy la'asos umala tovahi. Pachos bizeh, if the ani knows and the nosi doesn't know. Right, pachos bizeh sheyitein lani biyado kodem sheyishal. After the next level, kodem after sheyishal. Again, all the different levels. But the Rambam discusses that it should always be done with a smile. It shouldn't be done begrudgingly. And those are the levels. But giving or lending money, the Rambam has it as one of the highest levels of giving staka. Okay, says the Gemara now, two dots on towards the bottom. I'm at the base. Hayibatam and a sella lo yomer lo tain li sella elenos lagaschar bata kis scharo kipoel or kipoel batel. The Mishnah had said that if somebody has to stop his own work when he does the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he can't demand that the owner of the item pay him in full for the amounts that he could have made had he stayed working. Right, he can't get paid in full, but he can be paid like a poel batel. So what does that mean? Tana, no sein lo scharo kapoel batel. My kapoel batel, what does that mean? Amar abaya kapoel batel shall osa malacha de batel mina. What does that mean? He didn't sit and do nothing during the time that he did the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But you have to figure out how much money he would accept to be doing, I mean, how much less he would accept to be doing the lesser of these malachas. Meaning he works in diamonds. And to find this mitziah, he has to work much less. He has to work at 20% of the tircha that he would have had to do earlier. So that 80%, that difference, how much would it be worth it to him to act, you know, in a lesser way, in a less tircha way? And that's the amount that one has to give. Rashi says, "Li batel mi malacha zu kveda shehu osek ba v'lasok b'malacha kala kazu hakol fi kovad amalacha v'ribu yischar." Right, that's the Rambam said. The Rashi says, "What you hey determine that amount." Fine. Im yesham bez in masad b'fneim. But the Mishnah said, if there are three people there around, you can make a tanai. If you don't want to stop working, you can say, you know, in front of three people, I'm going to go do this, but I want to make sure I get paid in full. So that you can do, because you can make the tanai in that context. Tosfos asks, second wide line, v'im tomar hacha amaynot al schar. Tosfos says, why are you going to get schar here anyway? Don't we have a Gemara? We had a Gemara in Baba Kama called Mavriach Harim in Chzech Aveiro. If my friend's property is about to be damaged, what's called an Ari, a lion, is about to attack, and I stop the lion, Mavriach Harim in Chzech Aveiro, so then he doesn't have to pay me for it. He doesn't have to pay me for it. So what's the difference between Mavriach Harim in Chzech Aveiro? I see my friend's property is going to be damaged, and I protect it where he does not have to pay me. And here, or he has to pay me something. And maybe he has to pay me in full if he makes it tonight beforehand. Says Tosfos, what's the difference between our case and Mavriach Haris? This is a question that all the Rishonim asked. So Tosfos' answer is, end of the fourth wide line, the Omeri, the Mavriach Ari Pater, Hainu Dafka Shematzilo Mipachad Ho'ari, Sheyarei Sheyavo, V'kidem Beroim V'hivricho. Tosfos is saying there's no fundamental difference between the cases in Lamdis. My Mavriach Ari, the case is where there's a lion that's walking around, he's not about to attack my friend's property. There's a chance he will, there's a chance he won't. But because it's not Vadai, my friend can claim to me, well, maybe he wouldn't have attacked. So that's why he doesn't have to pay me for it. Maybe the lion wouldn't have come anyway. Aval matzil mi pi ari. But if the lion is mamish, if the lion has the goat in its mouth and it's about to eat it, and then I save it? Yes, an achinami Tosa says. Right, he would have to pay in that case. Vishatach nar chamoro machzer aveda debari azeka. In these cases, ubazev hitzel notos charo. So Tosa says fundamentally there's no difference. The question is bari azeka or la bari azeka. Here there's bari azeka because you're going to lose the item. But over there, it's la bari azeka. If you look in the Rashba says, different answer. The Rashba says there's a difference because over there, by Mavriach Ari, you're doing something because you want to do it out of the goodness of your heart. Here, you're doing something because the Torah is demanding you to do it. So that's a difference. Says the Rashba, V'yesh Lomar, Tahasam to be daita de nafshe ka Mavriach le pater Allah. Pater. V'yavagav de mati le pseita, even though there's going to be some type of hefzin. Aval hacha de chiyavtu ha-Torah lahachzir, lo amra Torah abedet shalcha v'hashev aveda lachicha. You could choose to do whatever you want by Mavriach Ari. That is not a chiyav daraisa. Right, that's very nice of you. But over here, the Torah tells you to do it. So the Torah is not demanding you to do it and to lose money as you do it. The Rashba. And one final one, says the Ramban. The Ramban and the Rashba also here quotes the Ramban. The Ramban zaltirates, Dischar pu'ula mamona demati liyadi debalavedahu vidami lepoel sha'asa malacha b'shal chaveiro. Over here, it's like you're working for him. It's his item, and it's as if you're working for it. That's similar to schar malacha. The notzi no masha inheyu. Avol porea chovo shal chaveru v'chayotze bo. Delomati liyadi debal abayis. Ela mechilas chovo shal zeh. V'siluk nizko mimenu. There it's more preventative. If your item is lost and I find it for you, so that can be looked at, says the Ramban, as my working for you, and therefore that's considered schiris po'olim. But if your item is about to be lost, and I prevent it from being lost, I did nothing to the item, I remove the danger to the item, that's not as much working for me. That's doing something good. It's saving, but it's not giving. And therefore, maybe that's why there's a difference in terms of the mamonis. Okay. So those are three ideas: Tosfos, the Rashba, and the Ramban. Here we go. So Isser v'Rav Safra, Ovid Iskabadi Adadi. Isser and Rav Safra, they had a deal together. They went into business together, and the time came to us to split up, and Isser wasn't around. Also, Rav Safra Palikle below Daiti the Isser Baapi Beitre. So Rav Safra split up the monies in front of two people, right? When Isser wasn't there. Also, the Kamei de Rabbi Bar Huna. Then what happened? They came in front of Rabbi Bar Huna, Amale Zil, Isi, Tilta, Depalgis, Kamayhu. Right? Give a third that you split up, Kamayhu, in front of them. Inami, Shrei, meaning, bring me the people. I want to know who you split it up in front of. Isi, Tlasa, I'm sorry, not a third. Isi, Tlasa, the three people, Depalgis, Kamayhu, that you split it up in front of them. Inami, Trei, Migo, Tlasa, or at least two out of three. Vinami, Trei, Sadi, Depalgis, Ba'api, Be, Tlasa, or the two Aiden that witness you split it up in front of three people. Meaning you must have split it up in front of three. Maisa, that's what he's asking. Amarle, Minala, Chaha, says, how do you know? Why do you think I had to do this? Amarle, Disnan, MBA, Shum, Bezdin, Masna, Bifneim. Ain Sham Bezdin, Bifneim, Miasne, Shalokodem. Right, just like our Mishnah says, if you want to deal with somebody else's financial issues where it affects others, you have to do it in front of them. So you must have done it in front of them. So Amar Leh, Rav Safra says back to him, no, wait a minute. Amar Leh, me dummy, you can't compare that case to our case. Hasam over there, demafik mamona mehai, umosiv lahai, beinan bezdin. In a regular case of our Mishnah, Hashavas Aveda, or other types of cases, you're taking money out from one, you're taking money, your motzi mamon from one, and you're giving it to the other, then you need bezdin, meaning you want the owner to give money to the finder. So then you have to do that in front of a bezdin to be motzi mamon. Aval hacha, didi shakli, but this is my money, I'm splitting it up. It's my money that we're figuring out what he's going to get, what I'm going to get. Gilui milsa ba'alma hu v'drei sagile. It's just megale, which part of this is mine and which is his. You don't need three for that. You're not being motzi mamon. So therefore, betray, it's two is enough. Teda, and I'll prove it to you, says Rav Safra to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says at the end of Ksubis, almana mocheresh alo b'fnei bezdin. Right, and there you, an amana could sell property to the Yesomim if she needs money. Shalom b'fnei Bezdin. Right, so how could she do that? Don't you need a Bezdin dealing with other people's financial issues? The answer is that's not motzi. She's machzik in that also. So if she's machzik, you don't need a Bezdin. Amar le Abaya. Abaya gets involved, but wait a minute. V'lam yidmar Allah, but didn't we learn relating to that Mishnah and Ksubis? Amar Rav Yosi Rav Yomi Amar Rav Nachman. Almana ein esricha Bezdin shal mumchin. Aval esricha Bezdin shal adyotos. No, you don't need a mumchi. You need a yotos or a safra. You should have done it in front of three at least hadyotos. What would Rav Safra answer? You might say otherwise. He might have a different interpretation. But that was the conversation. Whether you would need three, even not only by a case of our Mishnah, which is motzi, but even by a case of machzik and just megale b'mechalik between the parties. The Ritva here has on the last line. What does the Gemara say? Of course, you need bezin shel hadyotos. Right, you don't need a bezin a mumchin. Ask the Ritva. The kashali ibe bezin as yotos trich. We're talking about the bezin of hayotos. My mocheris shalom bezdin. So what does the Mishnah mean that you can't you can sell shalom bezdin? Right, the Mishnah Ksubis is telling me a chiddush about amana. Amana doesn't need a bezdin. And what do we just say? That means you don't need a bezin a mumchin. You can have bezin of hayotos. All the imamunis need bezin of hayotos. What's unique about this case of Almana? Mi adifa, mi shar, din imamunis, shein, bed yotos, din imamunis, mishlosh, the first three words of Masechta Sanhedrin. Ask the Ritva, what's mechudash then about Almana mocher, eshalo bevezdin? The yesh lomar, says the Ritva, no, no, no. You know what the chiddush is by this line? The yesh lomar, tahani hedyotos, hainu hedyotos, mamish, delo gemiri. What does hedyotos mean? Does that just mean non-mumchin? Or does that mean actual people who don't really know much? So you might have thought, by other cases of Didim Amunis, Hedyotos just means La'afuke Mumchin. They have to know the Halacha, they have to know a lot. But they just don't have to be the special, you know, have smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But here, Ella, here, you don't even need that. Here you just need people who are good estimators. Right? She could sell, even not in front of a Bezin of Hedyotos, low-level Hedyotos. Dahani Hedyotos, Hainu Hedyotos, Mamish, Delo Gemiri, Ela to Bekiye Beshuma, V'yachi Kamar, Ena Tzricha Bezin de Gemiri, Ela Daila Be Bezin Hedyotos Shalashuk, Ula Hedyotos Da'alma Kari Hacha Mumchin, Agav Idach Hedyotos Shalashuk, Delo Gemiri Klau. Okay, it's so all in relative terms. V'hainu, Tithan Mocheres, Shaloba Bezdin. Klomar Shaloba Bezdin had done in Didi Maminus. You don't even need that. Okay, so that is the line. One other point, we're talking about Rav Safra here. Rav Safra was known as an honest person. We should just realize that as he's talking here and he's talking and defending himself, but we know that from the end of Makkos. Rashi at the end of Makkos quotes the She'iltos. Remember those Rashi? The last Amud Aleph in Makkos, Chav Dal Amud Aleph. The Rashi quotes on Rav Safra. Of the story, Rav Safra was davening Shmon Esrei. Somebody came to want to buy something from him and he didn't answer him because he was saying Shmon Esrei. He thought he was just driving a hard bargain. Hosif Amar Tnelu Bakach Yoser. Lachar Shosiim Kriyashma Amar Lo Tola Chayfetz Bedamim Sha Amarta Barishona. Baos and Damim Hayadaiti Litzam Lacha. I was just in the middle saying Kriyashma, so I couldn't answer you. So Rav Safra, we have to know, we have to remember, was a very honest and l'shem shamayim person, especially in the world of financial issues. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah we have here in, I'm sorry, the second to last Mishnah we have here in Perek Yalem Metzias. Matzah b'refes. If somebody finds an animal in a refes, right, an unusual place for an animal to be in the middle of a barn, ein chayev but ein chayev, I'm sorry, it's more usual, so ein chayev, you don't have a chayev to take it back, because you assume it is not lost. In the street, you have to. But if it was in the Beis HaKfaris, and Rashi says he's a Kohen, then, as we learned from the Limudim earlier, Kohen who Beis HaKfaris, one does not have to return it. Aviv, but that's a lead into the next halacha. That's why it's here again. Aviv But if one's father says to be metame, go do Hashem HaSaveda. Go, I know you're a Kohen, but go be metame yourself. Or, in general, he says, don't do Hashem HaSaveda, lo yishmalo. Right, that is the classic case of a parent asking one to do an Aveira, and as we know, the Gemara is going to quote what Rashi quotes in Kedoshim, that we're not allowed to listen to our parents because our parents are obligated in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are obligated in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they cannot command us to do an Avera or not to do a mitzvah. There is a general, a machlokes rishonim, regarding kibud avim. Does kibud avim apply even if there is no hana'a to my parents? If there's no nafkamina to my parents. So is there a mitzvah d'arais of kibud avim, or that's just general, doing a favor for somebody? What if they get no hana'a? That's a machlokes rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin. So according to the rishonim that say it only applies where the parent gets hana'a, then you have to somehow figure out a case here where he's getting hana'a. Because if he's not getting hana'a, then memela, it's not kibud avim anyway. So you have to say somehow, you know, go bima, go, don't do the mitzvah because I want you to get me a cup of water while during that time, even though they can get the cup of water in 5 minutes from now. To figure out a case where the parent is getting hana'a. Okay, either way. Says the Mishnah next. Parak vitan, afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim chayiv. Related to, again, this is not Hashavas Aveda, this is related to the mitzvahs of Prika and Te'ina. As we've discussed the past couple of days, loading and unloading. If I unload parak v'ton, or load up an animal a number of, even 4 or 5 times, chayev, I still have to do it again. If I see the same guy and the same animal that needs help, I have to do it again. Shenamar, azov, tazov, as we had in the Gemara yesterday. Halach v'yashav lo. Why is this here? To lead into the next halacha. But what if the guy with his animal goes and sits down on the bench? V'yamar, hol v'alecha mitzvah. Well, you have to do the mitzvah. Im ritzoncha lefrok parok, patur, shenamar, imo. You only have to do the mitzvah if the person is helping out also. Right? If the person is not doing it, you only have to do it with him. If he says, it's your mitzvah, you do it all, I don't have to do anything, so then there is no mitzvah to do prika or te'ina in those cases. Right? The mitzvah is only to help those who help themselves. Im haya zakin ochola chayiv. If the person can't do it himself at all, he's a zakein, he's a cholis, then obviously one would be chayiv in that case to do it because he doesn't have a choice. Mitzvah menatzar lefrok avalo liton. There's a mitzvah midaraisa to unload but not to load up, which sounds very strange. What he means? Two pesukim in chumash, as we discussed yesterday. So as we'll see, this is going to be understood as there's a mitzvah to unload for free, but to load is a mitzvah, but you don't have to do that one for free. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af liton. Yes, you do. Af liton. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, im haya alav yeser al masa o ein zakuklo. But if it's clear that it's the owner's own fault that he loaded his animal with too heavily, so then ein zakuklo, you don't have to help him. Shnei Amar, tachas masa o sheyachol la modbo. Right? Under the load that is appropriate for him. If it's not appropriate for him, so then you don't have to help him because it is his own fault. Right? Like similar, if you remember the svar that the Radvaz gave against the Rashba 2 days ago, we mentioned the Machlokes, does Prikatina apply to people? Right? It applies to animals in the Torah. Does it also apply to people? So the Radvaz says, no, it does not. Because after all, it's the person's own fault for loading too much on his back. Right? A person should. He shouldn't try to be macho and carry in all the bundles at the same time. Right? We think halakha l'maisa. Where does prikatina come up? You see somebody coming out of the grocery store. Right? Too many bundles. Help somebody put it into their car. Help somebody get it out of their car. Mitzvah daraisa. According to the Rashba and others, that not just Father Chagamocha, according to everybody, but the mitzvah daraisa possibly to help out a person. Good. Amar Rava, says the Gemara now. Refes sha'amru. What refes are we talking about when the Mishnah comes tells us there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in the refes? If we're just talking about a regular barn, like a house, of course not. The Mishnah has to be somewhere in the middle. Because it has to be telling us a chiddush, but it's not such a chiddush because there's no mitzvah. So what type of refes are we talking about? Refes sha'amru she'ena mate ve'ena mishameris. Right? It's not a case of a refes where the animal's going to leave totally. Ena mate, it's not going to go wander. It's not totally open where it's going to run away. But ve'ena mishameris is not totally guarded. Right? Rashi has in a letter. Mishtameris. Right? She'ena ne'ula. So ena mate midiktani ena chayaba. Right? It can't be that it's going to be let out because there's no mitzvah. Ena chayaba. Beinam veinam mishtameres midiitzrich lemisni ena chayaba. For the fact that the Mishnah has to tell us this halacha. Disakadaitach mishtameres, if it's clearly guarded and closed in, then of course there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashta mishkachlo avroi. If you find it outside, ma'ayale legavoi. The mitzvah is just to put it inside. Mishkachlo migavoi miboy. So if you find it inside, there's a shayla. Of course not. So it must be, it's in this middle ground. In the middle ground, that's where there's a chiddush, but there's no mitzvah. There's a chiddush of the Mishnah to tell me this case, but there is no mitzvah. Good. Matzah barefes enochayev amar Rabbi Yitzchak u'shomed eschus toch litchum. We're going to have two versions of the Gemara. First is, if you find it in the refes, you're not chayev, as long as the refes is within the tchum. Meaning it's not so far out. That's where there's no mitzvah. Michlau, what's mashma? Debirushus harabim afilu betocha tchum na michayev. If you would find it in the street, meaning the second line of the Mishnah, you're chayev even tocha tchum. That's the diyak. Only a refes within the tchum is there no mitzvah. But anything else, if it's rushus harabim tocha tchum, there is a mitzvah to return it. Ika damasi la seifa. But others have Rabbi Yitzchak on the seifa. The second line of the Mishnah, birushus harabim chayev ba. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak vuhusha omedes chus la tchum. You need tar. It has to be in the street and outside the tchum for there to be a mitzvah. By a refes, you never have the mitzvah, even if it's outside the tchum. So two versions of the Gemara. Is it tarti l'reyasa, there is a mitzvah, or tarti l'tivusa, then there is not a mitzvah. Okay, the basic forest lo yitamilas. Now we get to the little section of kibud avim. If one's father, parent, tells me to do the to go into a basic forest, then I can't. Tanu Rabbanan minay shem amar lo aviv hi tamei. Osha amar lo al tachzir shalo yishma lo shenemar. As the psukim say at the beginning of Kedoshim, ish imo aviv tiro veshab sosai tishmaru ani Hashem. Same pasuk. Be in awe of your parents, mora horim, and keep Shabbos. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. The bachi etzin elokechem kolchem chayavin bichvodi. All of you. Right? All of you are chayiv in my covet. So therefore, if your parents tell you not to keep Shabbos, so then there we are not allowed to listen. Period. Stop there for a moment. If you remember, we've mentioned very often the additional level of interpretation of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on that pasuk of why else is Shabbos and kibud avim or mora horim in the same pasuk, not arguing on Chazal, but having another connection. And that is because it's a svara, really. If we believe in Shabbos, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, then kibud avim makes sense, right? If we believe that every generation is better than the previous generation and more technology and my parents weren't in the world of computers and internet and everything, right? So then, you know, we're better. So kibud avim doesn't make sense. But if we believe in Maaseh Bereishis, and we believe in Shabbos, and we believe in Matan Torah, and we believe that every generation is further from the source, so then it makes sense to have kibud avim. That's the juxtaposition, that's the hekesh of the psukim in here. And he says, Hamamin b'kadmus ha'olam, those who believe in kadmus ha'olam, that the world was always there, u'kemo shema minim umos ha'olam v'rishay Yisrael, shebebeshach hazman nispatach adam mikol mini kofim. If you believe in a certain type of evolution, that we came from monkeys, right? And the further from the monkeys, the better. Right, then it doesn't make sense. Kibud avim. But we believe in Shabbos and Maaseh Bereishis, then the further we are, anu misrachim mehashpah elokit umigadluso yisbarach, and therefore we have to be machmir about it. Right, and that's the story that's told about Rabbi Yaakov on the plane and the non-Jewish man who saw all the kavod that he was getting from his children, and he explained to him this vart. Right, that why do my kids give me so much covet? Because we believe in my sabrachis, we believe in Masara, v'chulu. And then he just quotes at the end of that piece that he heard from Rav Elchanan Wasserman that if Darwin had ever met the Chavetz Chaim, he would have thrown away his whole shita, because there's no way that the Chavetz Chaim had anything to do with kofim v'chadome. Okay, but that's that. Rabbi Yaakov on the same Chazal that is mentioned here. Right, why it's put together in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Taima de katzav rachmanesh apsosai tishmaru. So the only reason that we make this drasha, why do we say that I don't have to listen to my parent if they say ask me to do an aveira, is because it says it in the pasuk. Ha lav hachi, but if it wouldn't have had this makar, hava amina tzaisalei. There's a hava amina that would listen to my father who tells me to be metame myself in the cemetery if I'm a kohen. What if am I? So forget the makar. There's a svara why it should not work. Hai asay, v'hai los asay, v'asay. Listening to my parent is kibud avim. It's a mitzvah asay. Being mitami myself in the cemetery is an asay and a los asay. V'lo asay asay, v'dach is los asay, v'asay. So what do I need the whole makar for? So Mara says, no, itzrich. Still, salkat aydach, Amina. Hoel v'chukash kibud ave'em l'chvodo shel makom. Wow, amazing hav Amina. Because kibud ave'em is compared to kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'nemar kan kabed ha'zivicha zimecha. It says in the Aseret HaDibros, kabed ha'zivicha zimecha. V'nomar lahalan, and it says later on. Where's later on? Mishlei. It says Mishlei, kabed, it's not a real deer, Shava learning a halacha, but it's explaining a havamina. Yulot says they are kabed es Hashem mehoncha, similar type of pasuk, honor Hashem with all of my riches. So since I compare it, so it's a super mitzvah saseh. Hilchach l'sayis leh. So I might have thought, super mitzvah saseh, even beats out an aseh and a lo saseh. Amazing. Kamash malon delo lishma leh. Kamash malon, we don't go that far, and we don't. And we don't say that. There's a lot to talk about on these few lines here. Tosfos talks about on the bottom, why are we quoting a pasuk from Mishlei? Why don't we just quote a pasuk in the Torah? As Hashem Elokech Atira, right? That's next to Ishimov Avivtiro, right? Why don't we just quote another pasuk? So Mishum Denichalei Lasuyik Kvod Kibud. We'd rather bring a pasuk related to Kavod, right? The same word. Kabedes Avicha Zimecha, Kabedes Hashem Mehoncha, right? We'd rather bring another word of the Kavod. Or, related to this, not or, but Rabbi Yosef Engel says maybe what Tosfos really means is based on the Ramban in Yisrael. The Ramban in Yisrael, if you remember, says, what's the Svara for Asi Dochalos Asay? The Svara is that Asays are based on Avas Hashem, and Los Asays are based on Yiras Hashem. And Avas Hashem is a higher level than Yiras Hashem. Right? And that's why, in general, you would think Los Asay should beat out the Asay. Why do you ever say Asi Dochalos Asay? If I do a Los Asay, I get a punishment. It's much more chamor. Right, you have to give away all your money not to do a lo saseh, and aseis have limitations. And yet we still say aseh docha lo saseh. That's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro that says Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. So Rabbi Yosef Engel here references that Ramban and says maybe that's the pshat of Tosfos here. Tosfos that says the Gemara will rather quote a pasuk about kavod than about Yira, says the Gilyonei Hashas, maybe that's what he's referring to, this idea of the Ramban in Parshas in Parshas Yisro. The Kovetz Ha'aretz also here discusses, well, maybe you need the pasuk, right? The Gemara's trying to figure out why you need the pasuk. Maybe you need the pasuk for a case where you're already osek in the mitzvah of kibud ava'im, and then a mitzvah comes up. Do you have to stop doing the mitzvah then? Maybe that's what it's trying to teach me. V'katsha. Daha itzrakra, Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simen Ches. Daha itzrakra, Heichat Shekvar Haya Asuk B'kibud Av. V'yachar kach nizdam noha aveda. Dosek b'mitzvah kala, patim b'mitzvah chamura. Maybe that's the Chiddush. You don't have to stop. Right? V'yesh lomar, tekiven deba aveda ika lo saasei, eino niftar, mishum dosek b'mitzvah, ela mi'mitzvah zaseva lo mi'lo saasei. Says the Rav Elchanan Yisod Gadol, Osek b'mitzvah never pathers you from violating a lo saseh. Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah aseh, pater b'mitzvah aseh. You're never going to say it's pater b'mitzvah lo saseh. And that's why, that's not shaykh to talk about, that there's a limud for that in our based on our pasuk. Because if Hashav HaSaveda has a lo saseh, then of course you're going to have to stop doing the mitzvah to do the Hashav HaSaveda, because that also has a lo saseh, even though we learned that maybe that lo saseh is only to just be mechazik the aseh, that Ramban and Ritva in Kiddushin, but that's the Rabbi Chanan. That he even asked v'akati kasha to become achav kibun shemehasei mia niftar mishemosik b'mitzvah v'suleka ela lo saseh greida efshal adachosa b'bnei mitzvah saseh to kibun. But wait a minute, because says Rabbi Chanan, we say you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, kibud ava'im. Then there's a Hashem HaSaveh that comes up. So Bachanan first says, well, of course you have to stop, because there's a lo saseh involved in there. But then he says, well, maybe not. Maybe the aseh is pushed off because of osik b'mitzvah. So the lo saseh, you should say asidach lo saseh. So he says, you can't do that type of lamdas. You can't do separate each one. You have the aseh and the lo saseh work together, and that's something chamor. And therefore, one cannot think that one wouldn't have to do the mitzvah in that context. Okay, there's a lot more by Kibud Ava'im, but let's continue, and then we'll see at the end if there's time to talk more about Kibud Ava'im. So, says the Gemara, first wine line. Mitzvah min HaTorah lefrok, aval lo liton. So the language of the Tanakhama was that there's a mitzvah to unload, but not to load. My avalolit own. What does that mean? There's no mitzvah to load. Ilema avalolit own klal. Doesn't mean there's no mitzvah to be towing at all. So maishna prika dechsev azov tazovimo. Tzidanami haksev hakem takimimo. What do you mean? They're both mitzvos. Ela mitzvah min haTorah lefrok bechinam. Valolit own bechinam ela beschar. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to unload for free. But to load, the Torah demands it, but you can get paid for that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues, af liton b'chinam, even loading b'chinam is the mitzvah's asay. Tanina l'had tana rabbanan, and that relates to the following. Brisa, prika b'chinam b'tina b'schar, Rabbi Shimon Omer zuvuzu b'chinam. Maita mayadu rabbanan. So what are the svaris? They're based on limud, but what are the svaris? What's the reason that the rabbanan say that on a daraisa level, you're allowed to get paid for loading the isak adai lekar Reb Shimon? Because if Reb Shimon's right, they have to do them both for free. Lichtov rachmana tiina v'lo boy prika. So why doesn't the Torah just say one of them? Just say loading, and I would know kal v'chomer that prika is a mitzvah. V'yana amina uma tiina deles batzar bale chayim v'leka chisaron kis chayiv. Loading an animal, there's no tzar bale chayim because right before the animal has the item on his back, it's not in pain, and the animal's not going to die. Chayiv, if you have a mitzvah to load onto an animal, so prika, unloading, de'ispatzar balechayim, v'chisaron kis lakosh again. So why doesn't the Torah just write te'ina? And that I would know, obviously, prika is a mitzvah. Why does it say prika? Elamai hilch zakasi rachmana, lomer lacha, prika b'chinim te'ina b'schar. Why does it say it b'feirish? It must be to tell me that there's something different about it, about the two of them, prika and te'ina. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon, my time, huh? Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon accept that svara? Mishum delo masai mikroi. As we said, no, the words themselves are not clear which one is being referred to. Right? Azov ta'azov. Is that prika? Is that te'ina? So Rabbi Shimon would say, if you only had one of them, you would have only included prika, not te'ina. That's why you have to have both of them. V'rabbana namai lo masai mikroi. Rabbana say, yes, you know, you can understand the psukim. Hacha ksiv roveitz tachas masa'o. Here it says, you know, suffering under its load. That's obviously talking about unloading. And hasam ksiv noflim baderech. And here it says, it fell down on the street. Right, which means obviously loading. Deramu inhu v'tu'unai bo'urcha mashma. That the animal and the loader lying on the street. Right, so you know obviously which is loading, which is unloading. Rabbi Shimon, how would Rabbi Shimon answer that? Noflim baderech. Inhu v'tu'unai v'ilavayu mashma. Now the other pasuk might also be referring to not loading, but unloading or helping out. Because it could be the bundle is still on the animal and they're both falling down. But it's still on the animal. So that could also be talking about prika. Right? So therefore, there is no... the psukim aren't exactly clear which one is speaking about. So if I would have only had one, I would have only included one. Period. The Chafetz Chaim ala Torah on this pasuk in Mishpatim talks about prika and te'ina, helping the load or helping unload. He says this applies to fundraisers. Right? If there's somebody who does fundraising, we have to try to help him out, says the Chafetz Chaim. Umeata naskil v'navin ad kam anu mechuyavim la'azor l'rosh yeshiva hanosei al shechmo es ol ha-Torah ha-mamsiya chayim l'chal Yisrael. Right, if he has rovetz tachas masa'o, you got to help him out. You got to take some of the load off of him and help him out. Because a lot of stories in the bottom here in the Ma'aseh LaMelech, but that's the Chafetz Chaim expands upon this as well, helping load and unload. Okay, Rabosai, last two words. Amar Rava. We are now into the most extensive discussion in Shas, I think, of Tzar Bale Chaim. Right, relating once, why did Prika Te'ina come up here? Because that has to do with the Shavas Aveda. Right, your animal's going to be lost if you don't unload the bundle. It also has to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveru issues. So part of that is obviously Tzar Bale Chaim. So Amar Rava. So now Rava says, Midivri Shneim Nilmad, Tzar Bale Chaim Daraisa. From both of those Shitas, the Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon. For both of them, we learn the mitzvah that tzar, or the halacha that tzar balechaim is do'oraisa. Va'afilu Reb Shimon lo ka'amar ela mishum delo mesayim mikroi. Reb Shimon was just bothered by psukim. Avo mesayim mikroi darshina kal v'chomer. But if the pasuk was clearly talking about te'ina, then surely prika would be learned because of the kal v'chomer. So mishamai la misham tzar balechayim darshinan, right? Is it because of the kal v'chomer would be based on tzar balechayim? Meaning, if you have to help load an animal, surely to unload an animal because the animal's in pain, it wouldn't all agree to that. So dilma mishum deika chisaron kis. No, maybe Rebbe, we mentioned two factors before. Maybe only one of the factors would be true. Maybe Reb Shimon wouldn't hold of it. It's only because of the loss of money to the owner. V'achi kamar, and this is what the kal v'chomer would be. If loading an animal which doesn't involve a loss to the owner if you don't do it. Chayiv prika de isbach chizaron kis lo kal shagain. So prika where there is chizaron kis surely. So therefore, maybe tzav al chayim is not mefurish basically in the text. Vetina iben al chizaron kis. What do you mean? Loading an animal doesn't have chizaron kis. Milo askina da dahachi vahachi batal mishukei. Maybe we're talking about a case where the guy has the he can't get his stuff on his animal and he's losing time from his parnasa because he can't get the load on the animal. So maybe he's talking about that. Inami or asu ganvi v'shakli kol madi'ika badei. Maybe it's a case where the ganav are going to take things from him if you don't help him put it onto his animal. So therefore, there's no raya that says the Gemara that the case of Ti'ida is for sure talking about a case of ein bo chisaron kis. So therefore, it is not a vadai that you can make that kavachomer. Either way, it's not clear. You can say one way or the other. So that might not be a source for tzav alechayim daraisa. So let's try again. Teda the tzav alechayim daraisa. Maybe it's from the following. The Tani Seifa, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, the last line of the Mishnah. Imay Olav Yesra Masoin Zak Glow. Remember the case of the owner loaded the animal too much. Potter, it's his own fault. What do you mean? What about the animal? Shenemar Takas Basao Maso Shiachol Amodbo Lav Michlal the Tanakama Sover Zakaglo. Isn't this a machlokes? And the Tanakama says you still have to help him even though it's the owner's own fault. Why would you have to do that? My time Allah Mishum the Tzabal Chaim Daraisa. Isn't it because Tzabal Chaim is Daraisa? So isn't that a source? At least according to one of the Tanaim. So look, more answers. No, Dilma Bitachas Maso Pligi. Maybe the issue is related to Tachas Masao. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosi Savar. It's meaning it's a machlokas had a darshan the psukim. It's not a machlokas in svara. Rabbi Yosi Savar darshina tachas maso maso sheyochol lamod bo. For Rabbanan Savri lo darshina tachas maso. Right. So again, no raya. Maybe it's a machlokas just in terms of psukim. Teidat. Let's try number three. Tzar balechayim lav daraisa. Diktani reisha. Let's try to prove the other way, though, that it's not daraisa, because the first part of the middle part of the mishnah says halach v'yashav lo v'amar lo hoav alecha mitzvah lefrok prok patur. If somebody doesn't want to help out himself, he sits down on the park bench. He says, "It's your mitzvah, you do it." Patur shenemar imo. But if you say it's daraisa, the animal is suffering. Mali isa lamari bahade or mali kiles lamari bahade. Silly. If the focus is on the animal, so then I should have to do it, even if he's not helping out. So doesn't that show Tzav Balechayim is not Daraisa? Answer, La'olam Tzav Balechayim Daraisa. Mi Savris Pater Pater Lagamri. Does that mean you're Pater Lagamri? No. It just means V'dilma Pater Bechidah V'chay Beschar. If he's not helping you out, you have to help out the animal. But you can get paid for it. V'yachi Kamar Rachman. And this is what the Torah means to say. Ki Salamari Bahadei Avid Gabei Bechinam. If the owner's helping you out, then you have to do it for free. V'chila Salamari Bahadei Avid Gabei Beschar. But if he's not there, you can get paid for it. Ula olam tzav alechayim daraisa. So no raya from our, we tried three times from our Mishnah. No raya from our Mishnah. So we will have to expand into Bryce's to try to find a source. We have mentioned very often, but you have to mention it today, because today's the day of tzav alechayim, the piece in the Minchas Asher, both in Bracious and in Dvarim, relating to the fact that, what is the source for? So we try to prove whether it's daraisa or not daraisa. But what's the source in the Torah for tzav? If you say it's daraisa, what's the source in the Torah for that halacha? So there are, Rav Asher Weiss quotes, 11 sources that the Mefarshim quote for Tzav Balechayim. Rashi quotes in Shabbos from the Mitzvah Prika, right? What our Gemara really rejects, but Rashi goes to the Mitzvah Prika. The Shid Mekubetzes right here quotes the Ravid, Lav de Chasima, the Isra of muzzling an animal. Or the Ritva here says, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. The Rambam says, in Mor Nevuchim, it's based on the Pasuk and Parshas Balak. Lama Zeiki says Asoncha Zeh Shalosh Regalim. Why'd you hit me three times? Right? The Sefer Charedim says Valach Tebidrachav. Right? Or others. But the Yob Trua says Vishkisa Seidav Es Beiram. Many different suggestions. Chassab Sofer says it's the Pasuk in Ashrei V'rachabav HaKol Masav. So the question is, how could there be so many sources to this halacha? And why doesn't the Gemara ever quote a source? The answer explains the Minchas Asher. Maybe the point is that there is no specific source. These are all smuchin, but the real message is Ratzon Hashem. Certain, what we would call the fifth Shulchan Aruch, what we would call, you know, what Hashem would appreciate based on knowing the 613. Right, and he compares this also to the Mitzvah of Chinuch. As Machlokas Pishonim, is the Mitzvah of Chinuch Daraisa Durabanan. Durabanan, meaning me Daraisa, I don't have to send my kids and give them a Jewish education. Me Durabanan, Machadish, you have to teach them Torah. Of course not. Right? What does that mean? The mitzvah of chinuch is rabbanan. Of course, midaraisa might be ratzon Hashem ki yadativ, based on the pasuk by Avram Avinu. The details midrabbanan might be midrabbanan. Again, that's the example that the Menachem Chazasher always likes to give is the example of Tzar Bal Chaim, and all of the sources are related. Also, keep in mind there is a machlokes haposkim: is killing an animal Tzar Bal Chaim or only causing an animal to suffer? Tzar Bal Chaim. So we assume usually that only causing an animal to suffer. Killing an animal is not right. Shechita. Right, we don't assume killing an animal. And that's what the Nodeb Yehuda assumes in that hunting tshuva that I alluded to yesterday, the day before, in Yeredeya Simen Yun, where he talks about issues of hunting. He talks about three potential problems and he knocks out all of them. He says, is it Tzar Bal Chaim? No, because the animal dies right away. Is it Bal Tashkes? No, because it's in the forest and nobody's using them anyway. Right, is it, what are the other issues that he brings up? Mishub Shenagu Bo Isser? No, maybe not. But then he says at the end of the tshuva, as we mentioned, but it's not a good thing for a nice Jewish boy to be involved with, right? V'lo matzinu ish tzayed rak ben Nimrod u be'esav ve'ein zed darki b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So not a good idea. There are others that hold that maybe even killing an animal is also included somehow. But either way, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Simon behemas oev soni rafsan lema masayile. Let's try to say that this following is a proof. Behemas oved kochavim mitapa baka behemas Yisrael. Right, a behemas oved kochavim, doesn't matter who the owner is. You have to be metapa. We're trying to bring a raya. What's Messiah? Right. It's Tarava, Rashi points out. That's how Bal Chaim is Daraisa. So you have to be metapa. That means to unload the animal. It doesn't matter if the owner is a Jew or an Ovi Kochavim. So yeah, Mabishla Batsah Bal Chaim Daraisa, Mishamachi Metapa, Bakibi Emas Yisrael. If you understand, if the owner is Yisrael. Ela Iyam Ritzah Bal Chaim Lav Daraisa, Amai Metapa, Bakibi Emas Yisrael. If this is just another Bein Adam Lachadero Halacha, then it should apply to Reyacha. It should be limited. So where it says, Hasa Mishum Eva. There's never a raya with Lamaisa by Ovdei Kochavim, because you always have the issue of Eva, you want to keep on good terms with them, and maybe that's why there's a chiyuv here. So Achanan Mistavra, it also makes sense based on the following, Diktani, because it says in that braisa, Imhaisa Tuna Yayin, Asur, Ein Zakagla. If he's carrying Asur wine, then you don't have to help out. So Yavrit Bishlama Lavda Raisa, Mishabachi Ein Zakagla. If he says Lavda Raisa, then the contents on his back make a difference. Ela Iyamrit Da Raisa, Amai Ein Zakagla. But if he says Da Raisa, why wouldn't you have to help him out? So Achi Kamar, maybe you can understand it as the following. Ulahat Ina Yayin Asur Ein Zakagla. To load on him Yain Usser, you wouldn't be Zakuk. But it doesn't mean that meaning to load, not to unload. So again, there wouldn't mind be a raya to Tzar Bal Chaim being a Daraisa. The issue of Ava is also a huge issue, right? Especially in terms of Chilul Shabbos, right? The Mishnah Berurah, the Chasam Sofer all talk about this related issues of Tzar Bal Chaim. I just wanted to mention one more. We'll stop here because it gets into the next piece. And tomorrow we finish up to be put up from the last cycle. We finish Shabbat Matzias and start a Mafkid. But one other point, there's a beautiful Rav Dessler related to Kibbutz Av Va'Em, where Rav Dessler writes in the newest volume of Rav Dessler, you know, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in a way that there are parents? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world like all, everybody like Adam and Chava, right? This week's Parsha, everybody comes from the ground and we don't need parents. So says the Michtam Eliyahu in Chelek Hay, page 421, that by Kibbutz Av Va'Em, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us about covet for himself, capital H. And if we wouldn't have parents, we wouldn't have an inkling into what it means to have a whole existence of someone who gives. Parents give their whole life, right, for their children, and they give, and they give, and they give. If we look at our parents and we see that, that helps us understand the model that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets for us. Birososhu bala olam ayde harav. U biltam hu lo haya nimsa klau. V'kol shekesh lo haya gad elu mischanech. And surely he wouldn't be properly educated. Al yedekach yesh lo tziur chai al chasadav shel Hashem. Shehim siyoso. V'nosin lo akol. Mekaimo mirega larega mefarneso mechachmo. So as the Gemara said on the bottom of the previous page, that, right, kabedas avich v'zbech is compared to kabedas Hashem mehoncha, that comparison, but that's a very deep comparison on many levels. The Sefer Chinuch discusses it also in Yisro. Kibbutz Av Va'Em leaves to Kavod of Hashem, and that's why it's in the first five Aseret HaDibros, the Bein Adam LaMakom ones. But anyway, this is Rav Dessler that we have to realize that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that we have parents, so that we have an inkling into what it means to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will next off will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll continue B'ez Hashem next time.